Hi, it's Kane Hodder, Jason from Friday the 13th. You're watching Slash and Cast. Keep watching, or I'll kill you and your whole family.
What's going on, horror fans? Welcome back to another episode of Slash and Cast. My name is Riley. That is Nick. Before we jump into things, we have a few issues we want to address and some announcements to make. First of all, there's a well-known issue going on in the world of YouTube. Now, you may have known to tell if you follow us on Twitter or if you notice that there's a lack of ads on this video. We finally got hit by what is the horror nonsense going on YouTube that is we has our entire channel demonetized. So apparently horror in general just is not advertiser friendly. Of course, we cover horror, but for the most part, we don't have any gore. Like, even keep in mind, this right here got demonetized.
Yeah.
Us just simply talking about stuff got demonetized.
Right. We made it, went into detail about what kills we want to see, but like nothing compared to what does get monetized here on YouTube.
Right, exactly. And it seems like their system in general doesn't make sense. For example, even when it came to, we're going through the whole appealing process and trying to get all our videos back to being monetized, some of the ones that were declined, like that of our Virtual Cabin 2.0 trailer, which I can understand there's a body thrown through a window in the in the trailer. But then the single player details video, there's not a single kill in that video. So that both of those were, completely denied. But then our all exclusive kills in Friday the 13th, the game, was accepted and remonetized. Explain that to me. It doesn't make any sense. No. They have a really bugged out system going on over there. And horror on YouTube is being completely shut down. You have people like Horror Addicts, Jason Takes Omegle, Charmin Xsoft, like all of these popular horror YouTubers are being shut down because of a stupid algorithm that just really doesn't make sense. So please spread the word on this. Spread the word on YouTube, on Twitter. We have a ton of links in the description if you want to just help get all that out there. And, for those that are looking to support us, because, when it comes to YouTube right now, we are in trouble. This is a job. At the end of the day, it is a job. We love doing it, and we're not going to stop doing it. But doing it as much could change if, the money is not there, right? So the best way to support us is, through our streams. There's a new, the sponsoring system now on YouTube. It's $5 a month. You can sponsor us there, or $5 subscription on Twitch, stuff like that. And, donations, I don't like asking for donations. That's why one of the reasons we haven't launched a Patreon, like a lot of creators do.
Yeah.
We're trying to avoid that. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. But, donations, of course, if you have that money, you want to give it, toss a little bit of money our way during streams, I'll never say no to that. And it really is appreciated, because, at this point, every dollar does matter. Because a lot of people don't realize we are college students. And, we're full-time students, okay? We actually live on our campuses. We come every weekend to shoot this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is it's a job on the side of it. So, like I said, though, don't expect any donations. Not required by any means. If you want to keep watching for free, not a problem.
We're still going to have, Slash and Cast on Mondays. And, at least one, hopefully one news video during the week, whether it be Friday the 13th game, whether that be Dead by Daylight, whatever. But, yeah, if those videos keep, keep getting hit by this algorithm, this bot, that can really affect the quantity of videos that end up coming out from us, because at that point we have to
find a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
Real job. I mean, another job.
Exactly. Make sure, you watch our live streams. They're really fun anyway.
Yeah. So. That's the thing. We love doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But
yeah, really do.
I got to survive in this mess of college, right? You should check out streams. They're a lot of fun. So subscribe, turn notifications on, so you know anytime we go live or drop a new video, of course. But let's go ahead and move on to some different announcements that are a little more positive. We're going to be at Days of Dead Chicago, November 17th through the 19th. So if you're in the Chicago area, it's a fun convention. A lot of celebrities, a lot of events, just a lot of stuff to do, and we can just hang out, And we'll happily sign anything for completely free, okay? only if you want to, of course.
Yeah.
If you want to come to shake our hand, say hello, that'd be awesome. Would be an honor. So, iTunes and Podbean. Slash and Cast posts early to iTunes and Podbean every week now. It's officially an up and going system. Okay, I officially got it down. So if you want to see Slash Cast early, audio only, watching on the way to work, I understand that's a big thing for people in podcasts, head over to iTunes and Podbean. Also, we have a little bit of a new series coming over. People always ask, hey, can we just get you guys ranting on stuff? we get that all the time. Can we just have stuff of you guys just ranting? So we are going to start a little something currently only on iTunes and Podbean. It'll be exclusive to there. It won't be on YouTube. It's going to be called Slash and Cast Bashes Trash. That's a bit of a tongue twister, okay? So I am going to open up a Jeepers Creepers 3 because I'm already going to dig into that. But hey, we'll come back to that some other time. So also, you should stay tuned in the Discord because I'll be posting it pretty exclusively there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump into our topics finally, huh? Of course, we're going to open up with Friday the 13th, the game. Now, there's not much news here, but that Friday the 13th Part 4 Jason teaser poster, which was just dropped on the Twitter, no description, no nothing really there at all. What does it mean? Well, it means it's coming soon, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we talked about it last week. We think when it comes to Part 4 Jason and the Jarvis house, we're probably going to see it this week. I would say our estimate was around October 7th. That makes sense to me. You know, the week before physical copy, if you go back and watch that video, if you haven't heard all that already, we have a decent estimate why we think that. So, I mean, it makes sense not to drop during physical copy, and we know it's probably coming before then.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're probably, good chance we see it this week.
Yeah, you know, we got that GIF late last week, and then that poster that was tweeted by Wes Kellner.
Which is my phone wallpaper now.
Yeah.
That wasn't a lot. It's pretty awesome. It's a really cool poster. Of course, it's just, you know, no context ever. Still don't know if there's a price. I know people ask that question all the time. Right at this point, I would say probably not. You think they would have announced it by now if it was going to cost any money.
Like they did with the spring break.
Right. So it would make sense if that they would already tell us the price. But once again, like there, it could cost a little bit of money. It could. So just prepare yourself for that. And that way, when it is free, it's a pleasant surprise.
Right.
You know? That's what I would say about that. But really, there's no other really news in Friday the 13th right now. There's been some articles out there claiming that they have the release date, blah, blah, blah. None of it's true. Mm-hmm. There's not a release date locked. So just keep your eyes out. Because seriously, there's a good chance it just randomly drops this week. That's what they like to do. Just out of nowhere shocks.
Mm-hmm.
Which scares the hell out of me. Because I don't know when it's coming. And I need to be ready to make a video right away. Speaking of which, when it drops, we're going to race to get a montage video out as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people requested not to have any music with it. So that's how it's going to be. No music, not even in-game music. And it's just going to be all the kills in their glory. So just keep an eye out for that right when the round Part 4 Jason drops.
Mm-hmm.
With all that, that's pretty much it for Friday in the game. Let's move on to our next line of news. Cult of Chucky. Haven't talked about it for a while. All right. But it is coming out. Well, I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube on Monday, it comes out tomorrow on Blu-ray and VOD, DVD, blah, blah, blah. You know what's weird? It has 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But now, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad. The problem is it only has 7 critic reviews. So, all credit to those critics.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know their movies. But basically, they've been saying it's a guilty pleasure movie.
Pretty much, yeah. And then, it got onto the Pirate Bay up on torrenting websites, and a lot of people have seen it. I mean, that's another issue. You know, that's ruining horror as well. But, so it's got a 5.3 on IMDb. I think the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes was about the same, about 53%.
Yeah. So it's not doing too well. Jeepers Creepers 3 isn't doing too well. Actually, Jeepers Creepers 3 is getting absolutely buried. But enough that it's getting another screening on October 4th. So if you still want to see Jeepers Creepers 3 in theaters, don't. Don't waste your money. That's my personal opinion. Just wait. It's going to be on Sci-Fi on October 28th. So just wait. Trust me. Don't waste your money. That's all I say about that. As for Cult of Chucky, we'll have a review ourselves of it. Whether that's on Slash and Cast Bash and Trash, it could be. But I'm gonna have a review either on Discord and Twitter, and then we'll come back here and talk about it as well.
Yeah.
So, but it is coming to Netflix as well. So if you don't want to waste your money, like this is another thing. It's gonna be on AMC's Fear Fest. It's gonna be on Netflix. I'm sure it's just gonna make its runs.
Yeah. This October, it's coming to Netflix. No date yet. Okay then.
Yeah. So, but AMC, I think it's on the 29th. It's right at the end of the AMC Fear Fest.
Yeah, I bet it might go up on Halloween.
Yeah, I mean.
Or November 1st, whatever.
Right. I mean, probably, yeah, it could be around, when it comes to Netflix, it could drop around the 27th, because they're going to go through a rehash of stuff then at the time.
Don't
want to
get take away from Stranger Things, though. You think Cult of Chucky will really affect Stranger Things?
Well, actually, it could slow some stuff down. You'd be surprised.
I don't think so.
It depends how they promote it, you know. But, I mean, as for Cult of Chucky, like I said, comes out tomorrow. So if you want to check it out, that's your way. Pirate Bay, as you said, I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying there's a way to save some money. Also waiting for it to be on television and Netflix. There's that. Okay, let's move on to our next line of news, which is Halloween 2018. Now, it was not long ago that we learned, of course, that Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis herself, is coming back. And now with director David Gordon Green, is partnering up with Danny McBride, all stuff we knew. And John Carpenter is on board, of course. Now we've learned that the filming of the new Halloween will begin next month. As David Gordon Green told Filmmaker Magazine, that Halloween will be filming in 6 weeks.
Wow. So he said, quote, "We start shooting in 6 weeks in Charleston. I can't say too much more as we are trying to keep things tight right now, but you're doing something unique. John Carpenter's involved as well, which is like a dream to me. To the two films I couldn't watch growing up were Halloween and Revenge of the Nerds, so I can't wait to invite my parents to this one."
Gosh, that is, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Good for them. In Charleston, you know what? Not a bad location. Why are they going with that location? Prices, honestly, insurance. That's probably the only reason why.
Yeah.
Now, it's also confirmed that John Carpenter has a hefty amount of creative control, but this was already pretty much expected. This was like a big deal because Bloody Disgusting dropped that news. It was an exclusive. We already talked about it. I mean, of course. Okay, of course he has creative control. God damn, why would you even get him?
He wouldn't sign on if he didn't.
Of course. And like, it's John Carpenter. Okay, seriously, this may kind of sound like you don't have the confidence or whatnot, but I'm directing a film that is, one, you're technically kind of jumping into like a reboot category. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a reboot. It's technically a sequel. It's a continuation of Michael Myers. But like, if you're technically in a reboot category, since it's so much longer. Now, when that's the case, you're already playing with fire. If you're getting the guy from the original back, you better give him some fucking control, you know? Like, he did. All right. Dude, it was always just obvious to me that he was going to have creative control. Yeah. Now, Dan McBride previously said, this is a while ago, but let's go back into what we've heard in the past. He said, it's not a reboot. It's not going to be a rehash. It's a continuation of Michael Myers. Where we're choosing to continue from, you'll have to see when the movie comes out. I've already seen all the movies, but I've really been studying them now, and just thinking about all the people that have been hired to make a Michael Myers movie, just trying to avoid any mistakes those people might have made. Well, calling some people out on their mistakes. No, he's right. Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, he also said, the first Halloween is scary as shit, and the second Halloween is scary, but not as scary. And then from there, it just isn't as scary. And I really think that what happens with it, and that basically becomes that of Frankenstein. I agree. He's on the right track.
Yeah.
No matter what anyone hits with him, he's not going to die. There's no suspense. Now, we're just trying to play with that. Make him real. Not make him real by giving him some crazy backstory either. Rob Zombie. Just getting back to the basics. Even the moment they made Laurie and Michael Myers siblings. Oh, that's a good point. It also makes it not quite as scary. So all that kind of stuff to us, those are the things that took an amazing idea and took it somewhere it wasn't quite as effective. Now, we talked about this a while ago, because one of the big things that people pointed out in there was make him real. We know he's not saying that he's human. He's obviously going to say he'll have some sort of supernatural ability, whatever you want to call it, the effect of pure evil. What's interesting to me, because people are arguing about this continuation, where is it going to start from? Because there's a theory of Halloween Resurrection. Mm-hmm. When he says stuff like, you know, even making them siblings, that would mean throw away Halloween 2. I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
I understand what he's saying. When you apply the Laurie and Michael being siblings thing.
I mean, you can't like it, but you cannot throw it out at this point.
Yeah.
From the movie you're making, you can't just throw that out.
Right. So, I mean, it makes sense that they're already probably going to throw away 3 through 8. If you're already throwing away most of the franchise itself, and of course ignoring Rob Zombie's reboots as well, and then just going off 1 and 2, once again, that's not confirmed. But it just makes the most sense.
You know, I just wonder how they're going to, you know, bring Michael back. Because at the end of Halloween 2, spoiler alert, he burns.
Yeah. It actually never really made sense for there to be a sequel in general again.
Yeah. Like, that's why they, you know, got rid of Michael Myers and was moving on to Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Because, you know, they were done with Michael Myers. They wanted to just make Halloween movies an anthology series off of that now.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously everybody, you know, complained. And so they brought him back.
Yeah. So, I mean, with Halloween 4, which was 10 years later, it came out in 1988, they made it just he was in a coma for 10 years.
Yeah.
In pretty good shape, all considered. I get it, 10 years of healing, but, dude, he was ashes. I mean, he was gone.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to pull the same thing with this. And now he had 40 years to heal this time. I imagine that's a step they take. Or there's a chance they skip over 2. I don't think it's a good idea.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea, because I understand what they're trying to say. Like, yeah, it's, you know, the sibling thing. You add some origin story, it does make it less scary. That's true. The first one, there's no motive. But, you know, it's got to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can just let that one go.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, yeah. Never mind.
It's just, I can throw away 3 through 8. I can do that. I can take away those canon films. But I don't know if you can really throw away 2. I just don't think it's really possible to, like, stay on board with that.
Yeah.
But what happened the rest of that night then? So Michael he got up from the 6 gunshots and
ran
away.
He just
never came back? Yeah. Like, I don't understand where they're going to take that. I imagine they go off Halloween too. But hey, we still don't know. we will be the first to let you know when that happens, okay? Now, producer Jason Blum, he has vowed that the new Halloween film will arrive in the theaters on October 19th of 2018. He bet his life on it. He really did. Like, he was like, nah, this is happening. We're going to do it. So I imagine that's actually the case. Now they're shooting, so they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
They're not going to pull a Friday 13th on us, I don't think.
Please.
Good God. You can't now. John Carpenter, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right. Nah. And then if they were to, delay it, they would have to delay it to October 2019. You can't release Halloween, in February.
Yeah, it's had some summer hits, like H2O is August.
August.
if you want to count that. That's actually the first time I had. Let's not go into trivia. So Halloween 2018, let's hope nothing goes wrong. Now, with them already shooting 6 weeks, they're ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that quick of a turnaround. We saw, we were worried that Jigsaw would be able to make it, have a turnaround, because they started shooting back in February. They turned it around. We're getting it. Halloween will be fine.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I have faith. Please. I'm just so worried now. We live in a world where everything's getting canceled for no reason.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. It'll be the biggest tease in the world. All right, let's move on to our last topic of the day, which is an interesting one. It's actually been highly requested for us to cover it, so technically we're a little late on this news, but we want to do it because people wanted to see our reaction to the trailer, okay? Happy Death Day. Now, if you love a good psychological slasher film, then this one actually is pretty special, okay? I'm not going to lie. Universal and Blumhouse prepare to bring us a new film this October from director Christopher Landon titled Happy Death Day. The film is being described as the horror version of Groundhog Day, which is already interesting, okay?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer and see what all the hype is about. Here we go. Take a look at the trailer for Happy Death Day.
Oh, hey, you're up.
Am I in a dorm room?
Yeah, I folded your pants for you.
Great.
Dude, did you hit that or what?
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday.
Stop global warming.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip some tardy like it's your
you
birthday.
Sneaky little biatch. Maybe you should switch to water next time. Super helpful. Don't be late to party tonight.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Tree, happy birthday. You scared me.
Yeah.
Look, I know this isn't gonna make any sense.
Stop global warming?
I feel like I'm losing my mind. You sneaky little biatch.
Happy birthday.
I've already lived through this day. Somebody's gonna kill me tonight. So you can hear now.
But is everything okay?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Assuming that I believe any of this is even possible.
Sprinklers? Car alarm?
The way I see it, you have unlimited amount of lives. Unlimited opportunities to solve your own murder.
So I'm supposed to keep dying until I figure out who my killer is?
You want to live to see tomorrow, right? Whoever's killing you knows it's your birthday.
Pretty much the entire school knows.
These are signs of major trauma. You should be dead.
You relive the same day over and over again. Kind of start to see who you really are.
So obviously the trailer is unbelievably similar to Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I mean that description of the horror version of Groundhog Day matches pretty well. But this is the kind of film I like though. Like, these are the films that I kind of like. You know, psychological thrillers. You have to guess what's going on. Now, obviously there's a little something more supernatural than somebody just.
Yeah.
It seems like at some point she may have killed the killer, and then suddenly he's back all of a sudden. I don't know. There might be a little more to it than we expect.
I heard it was the horror, version of Groundhog Day. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I watched the trailer. I'm like, it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's getting a theatrical release.
Yeah.
So Not bad. It's Blumhouse. Blumhouse usually does okay.
Yeah.
And Universal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's gotta be something there, right? Yeah. You'd hope so. But Happy Death Day stars Jessica Roth, Israel Brazzard. I might butcher some of these names. Ruby Modin, Charles Aitken, and Rachel Matthews.
All right, so the official synopsis. A college student who relives the day of her murder with both its unexceptional details and terrifying end until she discovers her killer's identity.
Okay. I'm actually really interested. I want to go see it in theaters, but there's so many movies that I have to go and pay for to see in theaters.
You know,
this
and also
month.
As you know heard before, you know, with the demonetization,
we're really strapped. We're on a tight budget.
Yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, we can see it in theaters and hopefully get a review out, whether that be just in Twitter and Discord. Maybe if it's significant, a video here, maybe it goes on...
maybe exclusive to iTunes.
Exclusive to iTunes, yeah.
Who knows? Like I said, man, you got to go check out iTunes and Podbean if you haven't already, because we want to keep experimenting more and more with that and growing there. So it's always a backup.
Yeah.
When in doubt, fire out. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, Happy Death Day will be in theaters on October, Friday the 13th. And with that, that is a wrap on Slash and Cast Day. Thank you guys, as always, for all the support. Really, really do mean it. I mean, especially at this time, you guys are the most important thing ever right now. So, all right, with that, as always, thank you guys so much for watching. Editor, roll that outro. Hey, you! Thanks for watching this episode of SlasherCast. If you enjoyed, make sure you drop a like and click that box right down there to check out last week's episode.
Also, if you want to check out the film the fans are calling the best fan film of all time, make sure you click that box right down there to check out our Friday the 13th fan film.
While you're at it, click that circle right there to subscribe to our channel and never miss a video again.
As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.